Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Once again, it's just you and me sitting in the car together. Almost 10 p.m. out here in Phoenix, Arizona, where the family vacation continues unabated. Good to be with you today. No guest today. Notorious J.A.Y. scheduled to appear Friday for you one percenters, my dear loyal subscribers to the ZabeCast. If you missed Jay and have been missing Jay, well, he's going to be here on Friday. So why don't you just go ahead and subscribe and be part of the true 1% Zabe Nation. Go to zabe.com/premium to find out more. So today, hallelujah, hallelujah, I went to my first spring training baseball game since I was in high school. And I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida with some buddies to watch the Orioles, hun. Back in 1985, 85 or 86, I believe it was, play a spring training game. And it was great. First of all, shout out to Sean Marefka, who runs the Brewers team store and helped me get the tickets. Also had his assistant at the team shop here in Arizona come by and say hello to me. and say, you know, if we can get you anything, you know, let us know. And I did get a hat. I paid for it, but at a discount, but I did pay for it. And my daughter, Catherine, got a hat as well. She was pretty excited about that. So, yes, it was a split squad game. And I was actually, I didn't know how much of the real team, the real Brewers team, would be there. And it's great going to a game with, like, you know, your wife or girlfriend who may not know anything or almost anything about the sport you're going to, because they ask a lot of really good, dumb questions. These are questions that need to be asked. So, you know, we're walking by this unbelievable complex of fields, which every team has down here. Every facility, they don't just have one spring training field. They've got literally upwards of a dozen or more per team. Like out here at the Salt River, what is it? Talking Stick Salt River Complex. They've got the Rockies and the Diamondbacks, and I believe my uncle said 13 fields per team. So like 26 baseball fields and the stadium. And then that might be an exaggeration. I don't know that for sure, but it's a shit ton. And there's, you know, these places are crawling with guys in major league uniforms. But my wife then asked the good question of, which was a dumb question, but a good question, which was, are these guys all major leaguers? And I said, no. I would say a tiny fraction of them are. These are all the guys trying to replace the guys who we're going to be seeing come the start of the season. And it is a huge bucket of crabs that is clawing and fighting their way to get to the bigs. And when they do, one three-game slump is enough, I'm sure, to test even the toughest mentally in the game of baseball with, oh my God, all right, shit, I cannot go back to the minors. I am not going back. I got to figure this out. That's the pressure that these guys are under. It's kind of awesome when you think about it because of the numbers of guys that are trying to make the major leagues. So my daughter Catherine was with us, me, my wife, and my oldest daughter Catherine, who's on the spectrum, as you know, and my younger daughter, Megan, went thrift store shopping with Grandma and her cousin, Alyssa. So she opted out of baseball. She's not a big baseball fan, which is fine. But I didn't quite know how Catherine would follow along baseball because, you know, it's not like I've really tried to indoctrinate her to baseball. She loves Football Sunday back home because it means pizza in the oven at around noon or 1 o'clock. So she gets very excited for Football Sunday. The other day I went in, just this week while we were in our hotel room, I go into her room and I say, what are you watching? Because I noticed there was like a race on. And she says, oh, you know, NASCAR. I'm like, what do you mean, oh, you know, NASCAR? And she was actually sort of like interested in watching it. It was fascinating. So she was great watching the game. She definitely paid attention to what was going on. She picked up on the lingo, even though it was kind of inappropriate at times in which she was like clapping for the Indians when they made a good play. We were all around Brewer fans, right? And of course, nobody noticed me because that's fine. I'm just a radio guy. And I liked it that way. And she would be like cheering for the Indians and be like, all right, Catherine, you know, they're the other team. We're rooting for the Brewers, okay? And so she'd be like, foul ball, strikeout. Come on now. At one point, they had the bases loaded. Christian Yelich comes to the plate, and I give a little chirp of, all right, Yelly, let's go now. Come on, Yelly. And my daughter, bless her heart, says, yeah, Christian, you can do it. And I stopped right there, and I turned to her. I go, Catherine, how do you know his name is Christian? She's like, because it's up there on the big scoreboard. So we had a grand time. We did not last beyond four innings, though. You know, under the premise of leave while we're having a pretty good time. She got her nachos. I got a miniature cup, a souvenir batting helmet of cheese curds. And because my wife and daughter have never really had authentic
Wisconsin cheese curds. I know that's a travesty, right? They got to try them for the first time, and let me tell you, they were a big hit. What'd you think they would be, right? So we had a grand time, four innings or so, got a spring training special hat with a special logo on the side that says 24, which I think is their Brewers' 24th year here out in the desert. Discount on the hat. Weather was wonderful. It was mild and kind of overcast. So perfect temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Crowd was light. It was painfully quiet, I'd say, early on. But it was just spring training. It was wonderful. And so thank you to Sean for getting me the tickets, and hope I stayed long enough to justify those tickets. It was not nearly a sellout, but yeah. So there you go. Oh, and I got to say hi to my colleague, Mike Keller. Mike Keller, who is out here doing his shows from the Brewers press area. Times out perfectly for him, and then he gets to watch some of the games. So yeah, win, win, win all the way around. Now to the rest of the news cycle. Nick Saban is in the news because of what he says was one of the reasons that he decided now's the time to get out and retire. He'd been thinking about it for some time, and so he had told Greg Byrne, the AD at Alabama, look, we need to get a succession plan in place. And so they did, but it came quicker than he expected, and here's why. Saban told ESPN that some players on his team, the way they acted immediately after the loss in the Rose Bowl to Michigan, and the way they were acting and talking in the ensuing days, troubled him and contributed to his decision to hang it up after the 2023 season. Said Saban, quote, I want to be clear that wasn't the reason, but some of those events certainly contributed. I was really disappointed in the way that the players acted after the game. You got to win with class. You got to lose with class. We had our opportunities to win the game and we didn't. And then showing your ass and being frustrated and throwing helmets and doing that stuff, that's not who we are and what we've promoted in our program. Wow. Showing our ass. Saban also talked about how the way college football landscape is changing to the point where that, quote, maybe 70 to 80% of the players you talk to wanted to know about their playing time for the upcoming season and how much money they would be making in NIL. He said to Byrne, quote, Greg, this is getting more and more difficult for me. I'm not ready to do it now, but we're going to have to start evaluating this on a more year-to-year basis. That was at the end of 2022. Well, the year-to-year lasted 1 year, and then Nick Saban said, fuck this bullshit, I'm out. Now, I know many of you, especially with other teams in the Southeastern Conference, are like, good, whatever it took to get that guy out of there, fuck him. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the ass. And I get it. But I've always had a soft spot for Nick Saban. Nick Saban, to me, has been one of the remaining old-school, ethically decent. I'm not saying he's a saint, but compared to other college coaches, football and basketball, absolutely one of the guys you go, all right, he's at least trying to instill the right way and the right principles to kids playing the sport these days. And he had a great knack for amassing incredible talent. A roster that was like a shark's mouth, where the first row of teeth was backed up by a second and a third row of teeth, so they never missed a beat. He was at one point, before the portal got thrown wide open due to COVID and because of the nil money explosion, he was overselling the flight at Alabama to the point where he was rescinding scholarships to guys who had already committed and come because, whoops, I oversold the flight. I need your scholarship for another guy who's better, who's a four-star, not a three-star, or a five-star, not a four-star. By the way, does Nick Saban even recruit three stars? I don't know. And that's how good he was at the recruiting game, and it's now all changed. And again, there's going to be plenty of people saying, well, too bad, old man. Life changes. Adapt or die. Adapt or retire. Adapt or go get your fucking lemonade and sit on the porch. But part of me just looks at it and says, well, good. This is great. I hope all the people that were like, pay the players, I hope they're happy. Because it is absolutely wiping out the game as it was once known. And it's become chaos. And it's not going to get any better. It's going to become essentially a very distorted miniature pro league full of delusional 18 and 19-year-olds who all think, I'm worth this, I'm worth that, pay me or I'm transferring. The simultaneous story to this is up at Dartmouth, where the men's basketball team voted overwhelmingly to unionize. So that's another big chunk that has fallen from the old model. And according to a statement released by Dartmouth, very terse, very matter of fact, saying, yeah, we're not down with any of this bullshit. We're in the Ivy League. You're here to study and play a sport, and play a sport at the D1 level as high as you possibly can, even though we know we're not going to be a power. And we're not doing this shit. We're not going to make you employees. Now, that could just be an opening salvo. That could be bluster from Dartmouth. But we'll see. If I had to bet, I would say half of the NCAA's Division I is going to eventually opt out of this insane NIL arms race and just sort of form a new league. A new league that mimics the old school way, which is, yeah, you're going to get a scholarship and a great education worth $40,000, $50,000 a year, free room and board, tutoring, training, exposure, some walking around money, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a semester. But that's it. And you're not leaving it, you know, every single year. We're not going to re-recruit the whole damn team every single damn year. And maybe that new formed league, if it is formed of the schools that are like, we can't compete with Alabama and Michigan and Ohio State. Maybe there's some interest in watching those games. I don't know. I know I probably, I don't watch much Dartmouth now anyway, so count me out as watching it. But there's another coach that has been rushed, bum rushed out of the biz because of the landscape that currently exists. It's actually kind of similar to how Gary Williams decided it was time for him to retire as basketball coach at Maryland. And I know this both personally because I know Gary. I know that's a humble brag, but also because, you know, we were close with him and he did shows periodically with me and Andy Poland. And we knew people around him. And basically it was Gary was unwilling to lie, which is what you had to do to recruits, about how much playing time they would get in order to land them. Oh, once he got guys in his program, Gary was an absolute master at getting the most out of them. Look at the case of Juan Dixon, who is pretty much, was he even a two-star, one-star recruit, pretty much nobody on his radar, made him into a national champion point guard and played in the NBA for a decent number of years. Steve Blake, another example of that. He had guys who came in, weren't super highly touted, and they left and became NBA players, or at least got a shot in the league. But he couldn't hack the recruiting. The recruiting had gotten so ruthless, so unsavory, he wasn't willing to do it. He wasn't willing to sit in recruits' living rooms with their parents and just lie and say, oh, yeah, your boy's going to start all day, every day. Don't worry, he's on the starting five right from day one, no matter what. Wouldn't do it. Because he had a compass. He was old school like that. Nick Saban, similar, I think, build to a guy like Gary Williams. Speaking of college basketball, the NCAA may expand the tournament. Come on and watch more basketball. Headline from Dana O'Neill, writing for The Athletic. Men's NCAA tournament expansion likely would not go beyond 76 teams, colon source. Oh, great. The field of 76. has such a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Heck, we're at 68 now. So what's another 8? Just put them on the pile. Why stop at 76? One college administrator said, "We're not talking about 96 teams. There is little to no appetite for 96 teams or really even 80 teams." Is that a brag? Yeah, nobody wants 80. How about 76? Yeah, sign us up. There's no appetite for 80. Well, you're going to eat 76 at this point. While last-minute pivots are never out of the question, writes O'Neill, especially when some of the people included in the conversations are already working on expanding the football playoff bracket before it's been played even once, a 72 or 76 team field seems like the most likely outcome. The source said the NCAA has to be proactive, that this expansion, modest expansion, may be the only way to keep the tournament we all know and love alive. Yes, indeed. We got to do this now, but don't worry, it's just an incremental step, and we're doing it to save the thing that we all love. It's all going to shit. But hey, some 19-year-olds get to drive Lambos now for as long as they can keep the payments up on them and not have them repoed, and good luck to them. That's great for them. For us as fans, no, not good at all. Take a quick break. Halftime, I'll clear my throat, get a drink of water. You are listening to the Zabecast, dedicated and on vacation here in Arizona, but still podcasting for you.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
We're back. Let's hit the mailbag. You can always reach me at ZABE@yahoo.com. Got a lot of feedback on the Apple CarPlay issue. We'll get to those emails in just a second. But first, Dan writes to say, government overreach. Zabe, I heard your podcast with Church yesterday, and I love the discussion about government overreach, especially when people think that you're crazy for not wanting to get a Nest thermostat, because, hey, that means the government, if they wanted to, could theoretically reach in and program how hot or warm your house is. Well, people may laugh, but then if they do, send them this link. Tell them about last year when Xcel Energy in Denver turned up the thermostats of customers involuntarily to 78 degrees to cope with a potential brownout during a heat wave. And there's the link to the story right there. I do remember that. And of course, it was spun like, well, no, we didn't force it, but we did sort of suggest it. And there might have been a signal sent out just for a moment during the peak of the energy. Whatever. It's bullshit. If that's what you want, then get one of those and see what happens. Anyway, enjoy your vacation. Sincerely, Dan. Appreciate that. Now to some of the CarPlay emails. Man, you guys are passionate about this. Mike Ament says, Zabe, I travel a lot for work. In fact, I live in Maryland, as you may remember. Pay no mind to my email signature. I won't mention who he's with. I'm a lifetime platinum with Marriott. And let me just tell you this. You're correct. Apple CarPlay in rental cars is garbage-flavored crap on a sulfur cracker. Keep up what you do, Mike A. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Yes, there does need to be a caveat. I believe that CarPlay probably works seamlessly in your own car, in your own vehicle, when it's set up in order to, service the car that you know and drive every day. But on a strange car, while traveling, rental car, it's a lot different story. Here's another thing about Apple CarPlay. For all of you who email with saying, oh my God, Apple CarPlay is the best. Are we talking about wired Apple CarPlay or wireless? Because the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Edition that I am lucky enough to drive, courtesy of the Rustero Automotive Group in Wisconsin, it's my Wisconsin sled. It's got every technological bell and whistle you could imagine. It's got it all. And it does have wireless CarPlay, so I don't even have to plug in my phone to get CarPlay to work. Well, lo and behold, there are times in which the wireless CarPlay handoff snags and it won't work and it doesn't connect. And I have turned the car off and turned the car on, turned my phone off, turned the phone on. You put your right foot in, take your left foot out, you do the shutdown and reboot, all about, doesn't work. That's another thing that gets very frustrating. So I'm just saying, we're asking our phones to do a lot, to do too much, one would argue. This one from Scott Cluthier says, love the Rush reference and other material as of late. Zabe, the content's been great since the end of football season. A little bit different, really good though. And I appreciate you taking time on vacation to put out a quality podcast. Well done. Two items. Absolutely love the Rush Red Barchetta reference. I love the song, and the story is entirely relevant today, especially for a song released way back in 1980. And it's honestly quite scary to think about where we are headed. Also, on top of that, it's an absolute banger of a song. The outro at the conclusion is just incredible. It should be mandatory listening for people to understand great music and to understand where we are currently heading in society. Secondly, Zabe, the sweatband story from the other day was great. I'm about 2 months younger than you, and I would say in that 10 to 11-year-old age time frame, I too had an irrational need to wear wristbands. And it was the same, wear it all the time, the thought of taking them off to even shower was ridiculous mentality. I can't remember why it started or why I started doing it, but I think it was something that a lot of kids went through, or at least something similar. It was a nice little memory worm you pulled out, and I thank you for it. Keep up the great content. Really digging it. Respectfully, Scott. Thank you for that. Joe Metz on CarPlay. Meet the Metz. Meet Joe Metz. Apple CarPlay is so easy. Once you connect your phone the first time, it connects automatically every other time. Maybe. Navigation is super easy. Running Spotify is super easy. Everything is super easy. Sorry, Zay, but Church is right about this one, Joe. Oh, yeah, running Spotify is super easy, huh? What about Red Circle? What about Pocket Casts? What about Google Play? What about pick any other platform? They don't have limitless platforms on there like you might have on your phone. And you can't control and browse and interact with the podcast app that you're using nearly as robustly. It's a crippled version that gets ported via Apple CarPlay to your dashboard of your car, which is usually good enough for many people, but not necessarily for everybody. Chance Parker, my man out here, says, Abe, I heard you and Charge talking about his upcoming camping trip. I grew up in southern Utah, a little bit outside of a town called Kanab. K-A-N-A-B. Kanab? Kanab? That he will probably drive right through on his way to Zion and or Bryce Canyon. Please pass along these suggestions for some off-the-radar locations that he and Roxy and the dogs might enjoy. Number one, tour of the Glen Canyon Dam. If he drives through Page, Arizona, his way from northern Arizona, he will drive right by the dam. The tour is great. Two, Highway 89A instead of Highway 89 from northern Arizona to southern Utah. This route takes him through some incredible scenery, although he would miss the Glen Canyon Dam. Number three, Strawberry Point overlook of Highway 14 in southern Utah between Zion and Bryce. And finally, number four, Capitol Reef National Park and Goblin Valley State Park, assuming he'll be driving from southern Utah back to Denver. He can take an alternate route on Highway 24. Okay, that's a lot of travel stuff right there. Many of you are like, yeah, okay, you know. I'm not going to southern Utah anytime soon. The one time I went through southern Utah was on the Mesquite golf trip I was on a couple years ago, and we played a couple courses up in southwest Utah, one of them being Sand Valley, which, I got to be honest, overrated, but don't tell anyone that. Well, I'm on the podcast right now, so I just said it. I felt it was overrated. Granted, it was 42 degrees and windy. I don't do well in those conditions. It warmed up to a brisk 53, and I was like, can finally feel my fingers again. It was March. What do you expect, right? It has several holes on the back nine that are right along the ridge of this canyon at Sand Hollow that are spectacular. But most of the course is inland, not near a giant cliffside. And, it's okay. Plus, it's a long drive. I would have just played Wolf Creek as many times as possible. Anyhow, I digress. Travis Vanny says, Church is wrong, sort of. He's wrong and right about the CarPlay Android Auto argument. I am guessing with his Tundra, his phone is the only one connected to it. In my experience with Android Auto, having two drivers in the same vehicle, it is not a get-in-and-go experience. There's always switching phones and starting apps that has to happen. It's more than you would want it to be. All fair points there. Let's end today on something fun, something light, something happy. I could give you the story about humpback whales caught humping for the first time in the wild. But do we really need that story? Doesn't the headline say it all? Humpback whales caught on film having sex for the first time ever. Really? This is the first time we ever got footage of that? Those precious digital assets with the giant humpback baby juice going into the... I know, it's disgusting, right? See, yesterday it was the scorpion to the nut story. Today it's humpback whales caught on camera humping. Hey, how about that? Dateline Philanthropy. So you know Jeff Bezos got divorced. and his ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott is her name, got the largest divorce settlement in the history of American divorces. Even bigger than the Paul McCartney divorce, which was a whopper. Way bigger than Tiger Woods' divorce, which was huge. I don't know what the number was, but it doesn't matter. She now says she plans to give away all of her money. Her money. So far, she's given away $16.5 billion, and she's even giving away money to nonprofits that aren't asking for money. Says Ms. Scott, quote, "I'm not stopping until the safe is empty." First of all, good for you. Because with that much money, what are you going to do with it all? You should give it away. And secondly, you're not fucking giving all of it away. Everyone knows that. Like, just say, I'm giving almost all of it away, except for the part I'm going to keep for myself to continue to live a fabulous 0.1% super rich 100 millionaire lifestyle. She is not going to be flying Spirit Airlines anytime soon. And finally this. So the Oakland A's currently, soon to be they hope the Las Vegas A's, have unveiled the latest in a proposed stadium rendering of the new ballpark in Vegas. And they're still a long way from this getting done. But you got to have pictures to get the lawmakers horny to go, ooh, yeah, we'd like one of those. Now, there was an earlier set of drawings for the A's ballpark that either weren't official renderings, the Vegas proposed Vegas ballpark, or they were just, I don't know, preliminary. They were a placeholder. Like, okay, we're going to announce that we're going to go there. We need a drawing of something that looks like a ballpark. Quick, whip it up. With no intentions of ever building it. So they released the drawings, and they look awesome. They look like the Sydney Opera House with the giant white clamshell layered Louvre. What am I thinking? It's incredible look. I don't know how they're going to build it. I think it's supposed to be able to close like a clamshell so they could air condition it, I suppose, in the dead of summer. I don't know what that's going to cost. I don't know how many weeks or months in advance you must close it and start cranking the AC to get it cool enough in there. I have no idea. But I did stumble upon this Twitter account called MLB Cathedrals. And it's all about, of course, stadiums, you know, cathedrals to the game. And it says, here are the Athletics ballpark proposal renderings over the years. And I swear to God, I think there's 7 or 8 or even 9 different sets of renderings. Going all the way back to when they proposed a new ballpark down by the water in Oakland. And versions 2 and versions 3 of, okay, how about this design? How about that design? I know that I was reading a story about, you know, future NFL stadiums being built and or upgrades to ones that currently exist. And when it came time to the Commanders, they pretty much admitted, yeah, nothing is cooking right now. They just got rid of Snyder. New ownership has taken over. And they're likely going to have to stay in their lease beyond when it expires in 2027 anyway. Great. And they did lose their title sponsor, FedEx Field, but that's neither here nor there. There was a proposed set of drawings that was put out in a 60 Minutes piece, I want to say 8 years ago, for the Redskins, that had a stadium surrounded by a water feature, a sort of a swimmable, lazy river, pool slash pond slash moat. And it had a rendering drawings of a guy on a surfboard surfing in this moat around the new FedEx Field, whatever that would be, wherever they were going to build it. And they actually had somebody else who was grappling with ropes and, you know, rock climbing gear on the outside of the stadium, like it was an attraction. Like, hey, come to a game, and while you're here, do some wave pool surfing in our moat and climb the side of the building. It was an actual drawing. You could look it up. It, needless to say, did not go anywhere. I derisively called it Moat X Field for when those drawings came out on the radio because we had nothing better to describe them. But, yeah, and I've seen other renderings of a possible Redskins slash Commanders slash Washington football stadium, and I don't know who makes them, but they look spectacular, and they're never going to be built. So do throw a follow to MLB Cathedrals if you want a good laugh at all the different Oakland A's slash now Las Vegas Athletics, they hope, stadium renderings. Have a CAD designer and a dream. Go ahead. Whip up a stadium that will never get built. All right. Oh, boy, look at the time. I have run a little bit long here, haven't I? But I do appreciate you hanging out in the car with me after hours. Tomorrow, it's Friday. That means subscribers only. It's a mere $5 a month. It helps support this podcast, helps pay for my Hyundai Tucson rental when I'm on vacation and have to podcast because it's in my soul, it's in my blood. And it does get you access to Fridays because who doesn't want to go into the weekend on a feel-good vibe listening to yours truly, El Baldo, for 30 to 45 minutes? The answer is nobody. So I know you got the money, so find the money and subscribe, and I appreciate you for doing that. Go to zabe.com/premium to find out more. That'll do it for me today. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great Thursday, and we will see you next time.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.